talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as usual, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making in this second hour. Some very good news among a lot of good news that's happened under Joe Biden. He's only been in a week. Today's his 1 week anniversary. And he already called Vladimir Putin. Now, the previous president we had, Trump, was Putin's slave. Putin had the goods on him. Putin was blackmailing him, bribing him, and paying him. Donald Trump owes more than $400 million to people he won't disclose. And mysteriously, he's servile to Putin. Putin's economy, the Russian economy, is the size of Italy's. It's way down in the pecking order. They have a low life expectancy. Their only real product is oil. And as people get away from oil, especially with fracking, imported oil, get it with our domestic fracking and then green energy. Putin's pathetic. He has nuclear weapons. So do we. And Putin should be servile to us. But Trump was servile to Putin. And it wasn't just money. Much of that money was guaranteed or came from the commie Ruskies. But also remember the Steele report. People poo-poo and they say, oh, I'm sure that Trump never would have been in a Moscow hotel room with prostitutes who are really, really KGB agents being videoed, secretly videoed in perverted conduct. But the Steele report says they were. And I agree and believe in the Steele report. But in any event, for whatever reason, he was bribed, blackmailed, and intimidated by Putin. Joe Biden isn't. Joe Biden, when he was vice president, met with Putin. Joe Biden has laid the law down to Putin. So he called Putin. He said, there's a new sheriff in town. And he raised everything that Trump was chicken to raise or denied happening. He raised the issue of bounties on our soldiers in Afghanistan, the poisoning of Navalny, the opposition leader over there. They chemically poisoned him. The hacking into our computers, the attempted interference in the 2020 election, not just the 2016, the 2020. And Biden has said there will be retaliation at a time and place of our choosing. And we have the capacity to cripple Russia if we wanted to with a cyber attack. I don't think Biden will do that. Because right now we do have joint space cooperation, and Biden is agreed to extend the New START nuclear treaty. It expires February 8th. It expires the date of the impeachment. You know how close that is? It's 2 weeks. That's how close it is. It expires. He's willing to extend it 5 years. Putin gladly agreed. It's not exactly the mother of all nuclear agreements. It lets each side have 1,500 nuclear warheads and delivery systems, 1,500. Actually, we each have more than warheads. We each have over 7,000 nuclear weapons, but delivery systems, which is where the rubber hits the road. That's still plenty. But the point is, there's mutual recognition of let's limit it and then eventually get it down. If you have nothing but the Wild West out there, that's very dangerous. And the fact is, you do have the Wild West out there. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. And the only reason they don't deploy them against India and against us is a couple of things. We give them a couple of $1 billion a year. We say it's aid. Yeah, it's aid. And that's going away if you so much as sneeze near your nuclear weapons. Secondly, I'm very confident that our intelligence services and our military have them pinpointed. And if they ever looked like they were going off, that would be the end of them and everybody in the immediate vicinity. But still, Pakistan has them. Rogue, you know, Turkey has said they'd like them. Iran is trying to build one. If people like the Iranians, the Shiite Muslims, Shiites are 10% of the Muslims around the world, 90% are Sunnis, and they are in conflict much worse than either of them are with Western civilization. Saudi Arabia hates Iran, Iran hates Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is Sunni, Iran is Shiite. And what do you think the dispute was? The dispute was when the Prophet Muhammad died, who should take over? Should it be his son-in-law or his grandson? And if you think it's his grandson and keep the bloodline, you're a Shiite. And if you think it's his son-in-law, you're a Sunni. And that for something like 1,300 years, is what people have been killing each other over. But we have no interest in getting involved in that. I respect all religions. I believe in the separation of church and state. But jihad is not a religion. Jihad is murder. It's the cultural imperative to murder or forcibly convert the host population of every country. And that's why Asia is has a lot of Muslim countries. They weren't before. That's why Africa is starting to turn. And it should be a cardinal policy of the United States that we will resist and eliminate jihad everywhere we can find it, including the United States and including in Europe. But, okay, so let's get back to Putin. Biden calls him up, new sheriff in town. There's no Steele dossier on Biden. Biden doesn't owe anybody any money, certainly not the commie Ruskies. Putin is getting the message. It's the first time that a president has talked plainly and sternly to the commie Ruskies. They're commies. They're fine people. I went to Russia in 1967, 1997, with a delegation from the Justice Department. I was asked to go to be a part of a group of lawyers who spoke to their legislators and prosecutors about the American criminal and civil system of law. They were great people. Their prosecutors made $600 a month back in 1997. They had organized crime, putting out threats and contracts on them and their family, yet they came to this thing. They had a lot of courage. They were very, very good people. And they also have a great artistic culture. They produced Tchaikovsky, Mussorgsky, Dostoevsky. They produced Chekhov, Pushkin. And I said all that in my speech to him. Of course, it was translated by a translator. And a guy came up to me afterwards, and he was a very, very nice guy. And he said, you know, you had a very nice thing to say about our culture. But if what you say is true, and we're so great, why are we so backward? I felt real bad for him. And you know what I said? I didn't know what to say. I don't think they're backward. I said, you're in a bad neighborhood. Our neighbors are the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean. That's protected us for a long time. And to the north, we have Canada, who are friendly, and to the south, we have Mexico, who are friendly, and their immigration and other issues, but it's not an attack. You are close to Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, China on the east, God Almighty, Mongolia. Genghis Khan didn't have too far to go sweeping through you, and you've had to put up with this all this time. And I don't think that assuaged him at all, quite frankly. But anyway, and I was over there during the lull, the brief calm before the other storm. The Berlin Wall had come down. They had become a democracy. Yeltsin, Boris Yeltsin, was the premier. Everything was great until Boris Yeltsin turned power over to Vladimir Putin, a murderer, thief, member of the KGB. And a commie Ruskie all his life, and he still is. So anyway, Biden called him. There's a new sheriff in town, the guy that owes you $400 million and that you have the Coprophile video on. He ain't here anymore. He ain't here anymore. And that's all very good news. It's very, very good news. Biden made a lot of other calls. You know, he signed more than 30 executive orders. Well, here's who else he called. Besides Putin. Commie Ruskie, Putin. We don't want war with Putin. We like the Russian people. We like their culture. Just read some of their literature. Listen to their music. You like Tchaikovsky? It's great. Eugene Onegin, great opera. Just listen to it. Go get a CD and listen to it, or go online and listen to it. Eugene Onegin, Tchaikovsky. He also called Jens Stoltenberg. It's a guy, Jens Stoltenberg, who is the Secretary General of NATO. And he said, the U.S. is back. We reaffirm all of our mutual defense treaties with all the NATO nations. We are back. The guy that hated NATO because Putin hated NATO, the guy that betrayed you because he was afraid of Putin, he's gone. He's gone. We're back. And there's a big sigh of relief all around Europe. Big sigh of relief. You know who else he called? He called Angela Merkel. Many people say Angela. I say Angela. It's Angela. And he said, we're back. The sheriff's back. Trump would call her up and call her names. Honest to Pete. And also the premier of the prime minister of England, say they're stupid. He'd use words like that. Stupid. Insult them. Anything to drive a wedge between the United States and the EU and NATO, between Britain and the EU and NATO. New sheriff is back in town. Our foreign policy has been restored. We now have a new Secretary of State, new Secretary of Defense, a new head of the National Security Agency. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.